This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave, ESTIC 2025, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi will also launch the 1 lakh crore rupees Research, Development and Innovation RDI Scheme Fund to give a major boost to R&D ecosystem in the country. The scheme aims to promote a private sector-driven research and development ecosystem in India. More from our correspondent.
The three-day conclave will bring together over 3,000 participants from academia, research institutions, industry and government, along with Nobel laureates, eminent scientists, innovators and policymakers. Deliberations will focus on 11 key thematic areas, including advanced material and manufacturing, artificial intelligence, biomanufacturing, blue economy, digital communications, electronics and semiconductor manufacturing, emerging agriculture technologies, energy, environment and climate, health and medical technologies, quantum science and technologies, and space technologies. The event will feature talks by leading scientists, panel discussions, presentations, and technology showcases, providing a platform for collaboration among researchers, industry, and young innovators to strengthen India's science and technology ecosystem. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Indian women's cricket team beat South Africa by 52 runs to win their first ever ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Navi Mumbai last night. Deepthi Sharma and Shefali Verma starred with both bat and ball to help India secure a tense win after South Africa had won the toss and elected to bowl.
A victory that will ignite a nation. It will create a legacy for generations of young women to follow. The new champions of the world, India.
Talking to reporters, India's opening batter Smriti Mandhana said that she still can't sink in the feeling of India being the world champion.
I don't know how do I react to that. Still sinking in. Just a very unreal moment, home World Cup, and just to read the champions India, I mean, I just can't. I'm still not able to process it. We had a clear focus on work on our fitness, trying to be better at each and every aspect. But I mean, the super strength of this team is the way everyone's just stuck in and just play for each other. I just can't tell you the way the team environment is, and I think that's really magic.
President Draupadi Murmu will address a two-day special session of Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly in Dehradun today, marking the silver jubilee of the state's foundation. All preparations for the session have been completed. The special session will focus on Uttarakhand's spiritual and cultural heritage, its 25-year development journey, and the prospects for the future. Discussions will center on the state's progress and its roadmap for the years ahead. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Team India on their remarkable victory in the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup 2025 final. In a social media post, President said, "This watershed moment will take women cricket to still higher performances." Praising the players for their determination and inspiring performance, she said, "The girls have made India proud." In Bihar, only one day is left for campaigning in the first phase of the assembly elections. With this, campaigning for the first phase will come to an end tomorrow evening. Star campaigners and senior leaders of both the NDA and the Grand Alliance have put their full strength into the campaigning and woo the voters in support of their respective candidates. Today, in addition to the first phase, an intensive campaign will also be carried out for the constituencies going to polls in the second phase. Leaders of various political parties are reaching out to voters not only through election rallies but also through social media platforms. In Rajasthan, 15 people were killed on the spot and two others seriously injured in road accident in Falodi district yesterday evening. The incident occurred when a tempo traveller crashed into the stationary truck on the Bharatmala Expressway near Matoda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragedy. Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake shook Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan last night. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the quake was in Qom near the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. And that is the end of this news bulletin.